KAYT. Praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Amen. Turn me up just a little. Won't be long at all. This is the conclusion of our series on vision. Turn with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Then we'll look at Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. But we'll go to Proverbs 29 and 18 first. Amen. Again, visitors, you are so welcome. I just thank God for you coming in. You look wonderful. Amen. And then the members that come out. Amen. How many know it's good to be faithful? Amen. It's still January, so we're starting our year off right. Amen. That's how you start it off. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God is in the blessing business. How many know that God loves to bless his people? Oh, he does. God loves us, man. A lot of times we just don't know the love God has for us. He loves us. We can't even begin to describe nor define the exhaustive love that God has. And even his mercy, starting in February, I'm beginning to preach a series concerning God himself, the redemptive names of God and who he is and how he operates and his character. But I felt the need to just end this month off still in vision. How many know vision is important? Y'all heard me say, vision got you out of the bed this morning. Amen. Some of us had church on our mind. Those that are operating in ministry, you may have had your ministry on your mind. I got to do the youth department. I got to sing praise and worship. I got to be in intercessory prayer. I got to open the door. I got to usher. You had it on your mind. It caused you to get up, put on clothes. Amen. Come to the house of God and fulfill the vision that you had. Vision is important. We go to work because we have vision. Amen. Webster's definition of vision, we've talked about it. This is our final teaching on this. It's a mental image, a mental picture. You can't touch it. It's intangible. But you can see it in your mind's eye. You can see it in your imagination. Even though you can't grasp it, it's as if it already is because you can see it. It's vision. The scripture says in Proverbs 29, in verse number 18, reading from the King James Version, where there is no vision, the people perish. I just want to deal with that first part. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision. Then in the New American Standard Bible, it says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. Unrestraint can lead to death or perishing. When we have vision, it helps us to stay engaged in what we're doing because we can see the end from the beginning. Vision helps us, amen, I think about it, you've heard me make this analogy of preparing a meal. If I know I'm going to make some fried chicken and some collard greens and some cornbread, amen, macaroni and cheese, sweet tea, amen, in my mind, I already have a vision of what I'm about to do. But I see it at the end, which allows me and causes me to stay with the process to seeing it completed. With a house, amen. You start with the foundation. From the foundations, you begin to do the various stages from the framing to the sheetrock to the mudding to the bricks, every aspect you need. But you see the house completed from the beginning. So it is with God. He already seen us here today. He's seen a group of sanctified, a group of redeemed people. Before he even went to the cross, he's seen you and I in 2017 sitting in church giving him praise. Because God sees the end from the beginning. He's a God of vision, and he has given that vision unto us. So, people of God, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. We've been talking about four areas of vision. Number one, our spiritual lives. Number two, our physical lives. Number three, our relational lives. And finally, financially. We have to have vision in these four areas. When there's vision concerning our spiritual lives, how many know that we read the Word of God? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. The key word there is live. Amen. We live by the word. Amen. You did very well, Cantonio, when he talked about the word getting in us and disciplining ourselves to feed on the word of God. It helps us with self-control. Vision, to complete it, it takes self-control. How many know in order to complete a vision, you have to have restraint or self-control? So in order to complete that spiritual vision, first, I need to have a desire to read the word. Now, let's make it practical. That means for at least 15 minutes to 30 minutes a day, I need to be in the book. Tell somebody, I need to be in the book. I need to be in the book. Amen. Then we went to Psalms 91 concerning our spiritual vision, that he that dwells in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, we have to spend time in God's presence. Amen. How many know we spend time in the presence of the television? And if you're on the television or watching the television for an hour or 2 hours, how many know that gets in you? I remember my own self. They had, I don't know if they have it today, but back then they had what was called BET. Amen. And BET, so I knew how to dress, I'd watch BET. So I knew how to do the latest dance moves, I'd watch BET. Amen. I don't know if it's like that anymore, but amen. These things gave me vision for how I was to be. Amen. But now I don't get my vision from BET. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Amen. I get my vision for how to live and how to be from the Word of God. I get my vision and how to live and how to be from being in His presence. Amen. As I'm in praise and worship unto Him, He speaks. As I'm reading His Word, He begins to speak. And now my spiritual enhancement is taking place. Not only that, but how many know it's important to come to the house of God? Amen. I'll probably go to my grave preaching this. Amen. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Why? Because it's a free meal. Oh, man. I don't know if they have this in the Ritter, but I grew up in what was called the Boys and Girls Club. Amen. And the reason why I like going to the Boys and Girls Club, because I knew at 11 o'clock, amen, in Crichton, Alabama, they had free sandwiches and free chocolate milk, amen. So I knew if I went to the Boys and Girls Club, I was going to get fed, amen, somebody. And I want to tell you, it was free, amen, somebody. When you come to the house of God, amen, you get a free meal. Y'all ain't going to talk to me, amen. God begins to feed you through the minister that's ministering. And all you have to do is sit back and say, Lord, I receive. I receive. Amen. People leave the house of God at different levels. Those that receive, they leave full. Those that reject, they leave the same way they came in. I want to tell you today, you ought to leave full. Amen. All you got to do is have an empty plate where you say, God, I'm not looking at the man, but I'm open to the man because I'm trying to hear you. Amen, somebody. Fill me up, God. Amen. So when I go out there during the week and I face these different trials and tribulations, I got the strength to overcome. Amen, somebody. Spiritual vision. I have to have a vision for my spiritual life. I'm in the Word of God. I'm praying. I'm in the house of God. Amen. And then I'm serving in the house of God. But not only that, I need to have a vision for my physical life. Amen. How many know we talked about it last week? We need to drink more water, H2O. Amen, somebody. Turn me up a little bit, H2O. It's easy to get caught up in the sugar rush, the sugar crave. Amen. Give me some Coca-Cola. Amen. Give me some Hawaiian Punch. Give me whatever it is that's got some sugar in it. Amen. I don't know about you, but I grew up, don't drink it anymore, but Kool-Aid. Amen, somebody. And with Kool-Aid, amen, they had grape and watermelon and cherry. And if you was real cool, you can mix them together. Amen, somebody. And then you be drinking Kool-Aid instead of water. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. But what we really need is some water. Amen, somebody. Because water does the body good. I know they said it was milk, but I want you to know it's water. Amen, somebody. And not only water, but we need to eat more fruits and vegetables. Amen. I know you thought you would hit it at church this morning, but we need to hear this. Amen, somebody. And when it's preached, it helps us to say, you know what? I need to think about that. I need to have a vision for my health. So when I hit 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70, I'm not struggling with the same diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and all these other things people are battling with because I have a vision for my physical life. Amen, somebody. So when we're young, we say, I can eat anything. We feel like a warrior. I know me. I ate everything. Amen. But now, as I was telling the brothers earlier, when I go to the doctor, I'm a little bit concerned. Amen. What that blood pressure going to say? Amen, somebody. And if I don't hear the right number, I say, uh-oh, well, I got to go and do some work. Amen, somebody. Because I want to be pill-free. Y'all ain't talking to me. Amen, somebody. I just want to be able to live my life and serve God without all those health ailments. Amen, somebody. And God gave us this body to take care of it. He says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen, somebody. But not only our physical, amen, vision, but we also need to have a relational vision. You ever heard somebody say, I'm going to try to put this in a kind way. We're in the age of Joel Osteen. I'm through with her. I don't mess with him no more. How many know as a saint you can't be through with nobody? When you born again, you got to love. Me and him, we don't speak no more. No. When you're dealing with relational vision, you have to be willing to say, you know what? I got a list of people I'm praying for because I'm allowing the Lord to just work that love in me. Because the real sign of maturity is your love walk. Now, how many times we can cut people off? Don't you know, as we cut people off, we really become the prisoner ourselves? That's another hindrance of the anointing. The anointing will not flow purely through a closed-in heart. And when we're holding on to people and saying, I can't forgive this one, and you don't know what they did, and you don't know what they said, really all you're doing is stopping up your life power, becoming a prisoner. But I want you to know today that as we begin to seek God, he would help us even with our vision for relationships. He would help us to love and to stay in love. And lastly, and we're going to get to Habakkuk in just a minute, lastly, a financial vision. You heard me say on last week how we really don't have to be rich. What we need to be is debt-free. Because when we're free from debt, it's easier for us to make decisions. Many of the decisions we make based on bills. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. We know it's the truth. Amen. Well, you know I got this bill to pay. Amen. I've been there. Amen. In some cases, I'm still there now. Amen. I would do this, but, amen. The job call, amen, all kind of things going on, amen. But, you know, I got to go to work. Amen. Why? Because of the bills. But saints, when we get a vision and say, you know what? I'm going to knock out this bill and that bill and that bill, and I'm going to live debt-free. Amen. So now I can enjoy my life spiritually. I can enjoy my life physically. I can enjoy my life relationally. And I can enjoy my life financially. Why? Because God has caused me to operate in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. God wants us free. Amen. Give your Lord a hand clap of praise if you got vision. Amen. Vision. Vision for the blessed life. Now, I want to move very quickly to Habakkuk. A minute time, we say Habakkuk. But if you look it up, it's actually Habakkuk. And Habakkuk means embraced. And if you study Habakkuk, really, it took him a while to embrace what God was saying. Because Habakkuk lived in a day, if you read chapter 1, to where he was looking around and so many things were unfair. So many things seemed to be unjust. And he would talk to the Lord about it, but the Lord would speak back to him opposite of what he was talking about. He wouldn't even respond to Habakkuk about what he was saying. He would talk about the injustice and the unfairness concerning his people, and the Lord would speak back and tell him about what he's doing with the Babylonian army. But it's in chapter 2 that we want to put our focus on this morning. It's the seeking aspect. I want to entitle this morning's message, Write the Vision. Now that you know what the vision is and you've made a decision to stay with the vision, I want to tell you now we need to write the vision. In chapter 2, King James Version, verse number 1, I like what Habakkuk says. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I